Maseches Nozir, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Lili Nishmas, Daniel Ari, Ben Avram Kadesh. Shnei Nazirim Shamar Lav Echad, so two Nazirim who were walking in one place, and one person said to them, Raisi Echad Mikem Shenitma, Ve'in Yodei Ezem Mikem. One of the Nazirim, he says, became Tamei, but I'm not sure which one of you became Tamei. This is considered to be a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, which is a Safek Tamei. So the Nazirim now have a problem. One of them must bring a Korban Tumah and start counting again, and one of them does not need to do so. So the Mishnah says, Megalchon Mavin Korban Tumah V'Korban Tahara. They both do after, let's assume they were in the Stam Nazirim for Shloshim Yom, after the completion of the 30 days, they bring two Korbanos jointly. They bring a Korban Tumah and a Korban Tahara, the Korban Tumah of two birds, one Lachatas and one La'ola and one Kevis La'asham, and a Korban Tahara of a Kivis Lachatas, a Kevis La'ola, and Ayla Shlomim. And they say, Ve'omer, Im anihu atame, one of them says, if I am the one who is tame, so korban tumah shali, korban tahara shalach. So this, the korban tumah, the two birds, and the keves la'asham should be for me. The korban tahara and the korban tahara of the three animals shalach. The im anihu atar, and if I am the tahar one, then korban tahara shali, korban tumah shalach. Right, then the korban tumah tahara should be for me, and the korban tumah should be for the next guy. V'sofrim shloshim yom, and they count the second set of nazirus, umavin korban tahara. They bring a korban, only a korban tahara at the end of 60 days. The omer, im ani wa tamei, and one of them, the first person says, if I am the tamei, so then korban tumah shali, the originally korban tumah was mine, the korban tahara shalach, and when we brought them jointly, that korban tahara on day 30 should be for you, v'zeh, today on day 60, korban taharasi. This today is my korban tahara. V'im ani wa tar, and if I am the tahara, so then the first korban brought on day 30, the korban tahara was Shali, and the Korban Tumah Shalach, V'zeh, now brought after 60 days, is the Korban Taharascha. They must count the second set of 60 days, because for the person who was Tameh, his Nazirus does not count, and he needs to count a new set of 30 days. Considering we don't know which one of the two Nazirim is the one who became Tameh, they both must count a second set of 30 days. The Mishnah continues, Meis Echad Mihem, if one of the two dies before they are able to complete this process. So they have two Nazirim, one of them becomes Tamei, we're not sure which, and before they can bring any Korbanos, one of them dies. So what is the procedure? Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Yivakesh Echad Minashuk Sheyidur Kenegdo B'Nazir Ve'Omer. Find a friendly fellow in the Shuk and ask him to become a Nazir alongside you. And then, after counting 30, if there's a gentleman, the new person counts 30 days, you then bring a korban taro and a korban tuma. And you say, V'omer, im tamei ha'isi, if I was the one who was tamei, then harei ata nazir miyad. V'im tara ha'isi, harei ata nazir achar shloshim yom. If I was the one who became tamei, so then you are a nazir from day one. And if I was the one who was tahar, from originally of the two nazirim, including the one who died, then ata nazir achar shloshim yom. You start being a nazir after 30 days. V'silvim shloshim yom, and they wait 30 days. U'mevin korban tuma v'korban tahara. After 30 days, that they make this Tanai, they bring two korbanos, a korban tumah and a korban tahara v'omer. And the person, one of the first person says, im ani wa tamei, if I was the one who originally became tamei, so the korban tumah shali, this korban tumah should be for me, the korban tahara shalach, and this korban tahara should be for you. Because originally the original person in question said that im tamei ha'isi, then he's a nazir immediately. Then the second person from the shuk is a nazir immediately. And therefore, after 30 days, he can bring a korban tahara. The maniu atar, however, if the original person in question was the tahar, so then this korban tahara is shali, and the korban tumah is misafik. The korban tumah includes a chata sa'of, which is the only type of chatas which is permissible to bring al safik, and the ola sa'of, which is a korban ola, which can also be brought as a nedava. You can make a tnai. And originally, since this person said, if I am the one who is tahar, then the person from the shuk will only be a nazir after shloshim yom, so therefore this person who was from the shuk was practiced nazirs for 30 days, but it did not count. It will only count from Mikanda Lahaba. So therefore, Vesel from Shloshim Yom, they count another 30 days. Umavin, only a Korban Tahara at this point. Ve'omer, and the original person says, Imani wa Tamei, if I was originally the Tamei, so the Korban Tumah Shali, then the original Korban Tumah was for me, the Korban Tahara Shalach, and the original Korban Tahara was for you. because the original person made it tonight, that if he is in fact the one who was tamei, then the person in the shuk was a nazir immediately, and that first korban tahara qualifies for him. V'zeh on day 60 korban tahara. See, this is my korban tahara. V'imani latahara, and if I am the one who was originally tahar, so then the person in Hashuk's Naziris only started 30 days later. So then the original Korban Tahara was Shali. But the Korban Tumah, original Korban Tumah, was brought Misafik, because the second person's Naziris only started on that day. Vizehu on today, on day 60, Korban Tahara Ascha, the Korban for the Korban Tahara of the person in Hashuk. So Amar Lo Ben Zoma responds to Rabbi Yeshua, Umisha Me'elo Shidar Kanegda Banazir. Who in the world is going to do this? Who is going to take upon himself a Naziris of 60 days, which is really two sets of Naziris of 30 days, where it's only going to count towards one Naziris. Who is going to practice being a Nazir for 60 days and only get credit, kivyachol, for 30 days? Rather, he says, Ella, this person, what must he do after waiting 30 days? Medi chata sa'of ve'olas behema. He brings only two korbanos, the chata sa'of from the pair of korban tumah, ve'olas behema from the korban tahara ve'omer. And he says the following: Im tamei, see, if I'm the one who is tamei, achatas mechovasi. This korban, this chatas is the chatas ha'of is my korban chatas. The aola nedava, and aola should be an aola nedava, which is permissible. Why? Because at this point he can be. We learned in earlier Mishnayos that a nazir who becomes tamei can already do his tiglachas hatuma after bringing the chatas alone, and therefore can start already the procedure for starting a new set of Naziris. Vim Tara Yisi says, if I'm the one with Tara, so then Ha'ola Mechovasi. This Ola is part of my Korban Tara. Ve'achatas B'Safik, it's a Chatas Ha'ol, it can come Al HaSafik. And then Yivisofer Shloshim Yom, he counts the second 30 days. Maybe he was really the one who was, he really was the one who was Tamei. And at that point he brings a Korban Tara. Ve'omer, Im Tamei Ha'isi, if I was the one who was Tamei, so Ha'ola Harishona Nedava, the first Olas in the Behemah I brought was a Nedava. Ve'zu Chova, and the oaf that he brought on the Chatas was a Korban Tumah. And the Ola that he brings now is a Korban Chova, included for a Korban Tahara, with the other two animals as well. The Tara, you see, if I was Tara originally, so then the Ola Rishona was the Chova, the Behema, the Ola's Behema that he brought originally was a Chova. The Chatas Ha'of was Bala Safik. The Zoo, and now he brings three new Korbanos, so one of them, including the Korban Ola, is a Nedava. Vizesh are Karbani, the other, the Asham and the Shlamim, should fulfill that obligation. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responds to Ben Zoma, Nimtzes a baby Karbanos of Lachatzoin. If in fact he is Tar, so it turns out that he brought his Karban, his Olas Behema, originally on day 30, and the Asham and the Shlamim on day 60. Vinimtzes a baby Karbanos of Lachatzoin, and he brings his two Karbanos at two different days. The Mishnah concludes, the Chachamim agreed to Ben Zoma. The Gemara even in fact says that Rabbi Yehoshua himself knew that this was not an actual claim against Ben Zoma. He was just pointing it out to Lechadet Ba et HaTalmidim to see if the students were paying attention. Mishnah Beis, another case of Sfeikos. Nazir Shahaya, Tomei B'Safik, Umuchlat B'Safik. There's a Nazir who he is Safik, whether he is Tomei Mace or not. Safik whether he encountered Tumas Meis and therefore needs a Korban Tumah and a Teglachas, and Muchlat B'Safik, he has a Safik whether in fact he is a full Mitzora or not. So he must now do different sets of Korbanos and different sets of Teglachos. The Mishnah is going to deal with the Teglachas, the shaving. And it says the following, because the Nazir must bring a must do a tiglachas for his tumah and a tiglachas for his tahara when he's completed, as well as a mitzora must do after he is healed from his tzaras, after yemei gomro when he's a mitzora muchlat. At the end of that, he does one tiglachas, then he counts another 7 days, which are called yemei sifro, and he does another tiglachas on the seventh day. He goes to mikvah, and the next day he brings his korbanos. The Mishnah says, so this nazir with a safik tamei meis and a Safik Mitzora Muchlat. Not the best situation. The Mishnah states that such a person, Ochel Bakodshim Achar Shishim Yom, he may only partake of Kodshim, of Korbanos, of beating Korbanos, after Shishim Yom. Because Kol Zman that he's a Mitzora Muchlat during Yimei Sifro, where he counts the 7 days after he was already Misrapi, and Kol Shekain during Yimei Gamro, while he was with Tzaras, before he was healed, he may not eat Kodshim. While he's another Tameh, he may eat Kodshim. So he may eat kachim only after 60 days. And he must do a tiglachas twice during that time, on day 30 and then again on day 60. He must do Tiglachas on day 30, because perhaps he was neither Tmeimeis nor a Mitzora at all, and this is going to be his Tiglachas Atara of finishing his Yidmei Nizirus. However, perhaps he was a Mitzora, he was complete Mitzora, and therefore he must do a Tiglachas when he's finished being a Mitzora Mochlat. In order to start his Yimei Sifra, in order to start counting his 7 days, he must do his first Tiglachas, and then wait another 7 days to do a Tiglachas after the Yimei Sifra, go to the Mikvah, and then the next day bring his Karbonos and be able to eat them. Third reason that he has to bring this Karbon is perhaps he was not a Mitzora at all, and he was just a Tmeimeis, and therefore this is a Tiglachas Atuma of his Nazirus, and then he needs to count another 30 days for Nazirus. However, because of all these Karbonos are all these Tiglachos are of Safek, they cannot set aside the Yimei Nazirus, and so he must wait first to fulfill the first 30 days of his Nazirus, because Shema he was a Nazir Tahar. He must wait another 30 days to do a second Tiglachas, because perhaps the first he was only Tmeimeis, and therefore the first Tiglachas was a Tiglachas Shel Tuma, and after the 30 days it will be a Tiglachas Shel Tahara. However, he may not partake of Kachim until after 60 days, because the first Tiglachas perhaps was for finishing his Yimei Gomro of being a Mitzora Mochlat after he was healed. And then he must wait 7 days and do another Tiglachas of ending his Yimei Sefer. However, because he is a question of whether his Nazirus needs to be counted or not, he cannot do it after 7 days and must wait to do his second Tiglachas after Yimei Sifro until the end of the 60th day. On the 60th day, he does his second Tiglachas, and Mimanashach is permitted to eat Korbanos the next day, because regardless of whether he has a Nazir or not, his Yimei Mitzoras are completed, and he may participate in Kachim, even if he is still a Nazir Tamei. However, the Mishnah continues, V'shosa Yayin, V'tamei L'meisim, the permitted acts when he's completed his Nazirus, only achar mea ve'esrim yom, only after 120 days. He must count a second set of 60 days. And the reasons for this are twofold, because perhaps he was a Tmeimeis and a Mitzora Mochlat. And but since the Tiglachas of the Mitzaras does not count towards the Tiglachas of his Nazirus, then on day 60 he has completed his Tzaras, he then must wait 30 days, because perhaps he was another Tahar, and Yimei Sifra and Yimei Gomro of the Mitzaras do not so sir his Yimei Nazirus, but they do not add up to it, and therefore he must count another 30 days of Nazirus, and after 30 days, meaning on day 90, do a Tiglachas Otara of Nazirus. He must do another Tiglachas on day 120, because perhaps he was in fact a Nazir Tamei. And the first 60 days helped him alleviate the problem of his Tzaras. However, those Tiglachos do not qualify towards his Tiglachas of Nazirus, and those days, Yimei Sifra and Yimei Gomro, do not count towards his Nazirus. And so therefore, on day 60, he starts counting his Nazirus, Safek Nazirus, and he must bring a Korban on day 60, because maybe perhaps he was in fact a Tmeimeis. And if it was Tmeimeis, he must do a Tiglachas Shel Tuma. He must count the 30 days, however, he cannot bring it on day 61, because perhaps he was never Tmeimeis, and therefore he cannot do this Tiglachas while he is a Nazir. On day 90, then he would bring a Korban, either that he's a Nazir Tahar, and he must do a Tiglachas on day 90, either because it's a Tiglachas Shel Tahara, or it's, in fact, he was Tamei, and it's a Tiglachas Shel Tuma. He must then count another 30 days, meaning on day 120, and do a final Tiglachas, because maybe he was a Nazir Tamei and a Mitzara Mukhlat. The Mitzaras was gotten rid of after the first 60 days. The Safek Tuma was gotten rid of only after the final 60 days, because perhaps the Tiglachas on day 90 was a Tiglachas Al Tuma, and the Tiglachas on day 120 is his final Tiglachas Al Tar. And the Mishnah concludes, why is this true? Should Tiglachas Anega Docha Tiglachas Anazir Bizman Shivadai? A Nazir who becomes Mitzora during that time may do the Tiglachos of the Tzaras. But that is only in the case of a Vadai, and a Vadai Tzaras. If it's a Safek Tzaras, ain a Docha, and therefore these Tiglachos must always wait until the completion of the 30 days, because at each point we have to make a Safek whether in fact these are the 30 days that are counting towards his Nazirus. And in fact, if these are the 30 days that are counting towards his Nazirus, then he is forbidden from doing the Tiglachos the Safek Tzaras until the time that he's completed his Yimei Nazirus.